Hi, welcome to the podcast. Here we are talking about the software deployment perspectives. Let us dive deep into the methodologies that shape the modern project management. This is Sai. Joining me is Aman. Today we are tackling one of the most debated topics in our field, agile versus traditional project management.
Hey, hi, thanks for having me, Sai. I'm looking forward to presenting the case for why traditional methods still have their place in today's project landscape.
Perfect. For references, I will be advocating for the agile methodology, while Aman will support the traditional approaches. Let us start with the fundamentals. Before we jump into the debate, let's quickly lay a groundwork with a high level of overview of two methodologies, agile and traditional, also known as waterfall. Starting with agile, it's iterative at its core. Means we work in short and repeatable cycles called as sprints. These flexibilities let us team up to pivot based on the real-time insights, keeping the customer's feedback front and center with ongoing collaboration.
In construct, like traditional methods, like more linear sequential approach, everything flows like step by step from requirements like gathering to design, implementation, testing, and development.
Perfect. So let us discuss the key phases in a development cycle, and we'll try to differentiate and try to debate with the planning and flexibility. Where in traditional project management, which heavily relies on upfront planning, but due to the rapidly changing business environment, isn't this approach too rigid? However, Agile allows us to adapt quickly when the requirements change or new opportunities emerge. So what does this counter?
Yeah, that exactly like a misconception I want to address. Extensive upfront planning is not radically, it's strategic foresight. When you are building a bridge or developing a medical device, you cannot just adopt halfway through. Traditional methods provide clarity and reduce rework and ensure all the stakeholders understand exactly what they are getting and when.
Yeah, I do agree with you, but that assumes we can predict everything up front, right? So, which is very rare in developing a software. However, agile iterative approach delivers the work of the software once in a while for 2 to 4 weeks, while the real user feedback to get the next deployment into the cycle. In order to reduce the risk of building unwanted features and allow the team to remain nimble and adapt the marketing changes.
Yeah, it's true. That's for the project with the fixed budgets and rigid requirements, such as multi-year governmental contracts and traditional approach can be a better fit. These methods like waterfall model set clear boundaries and have a strict process of managing changes. This helps prevent the project scope from expanding beyond the initial agreement.
Yeah, that's acceptable. Let's talk about the risk management. Speaking of risk management, Aman, does the traditional approach actually increase the risk by committing to a fixed plan earlier? However, in Agile, we identify and mitigate the risk continuously throughout short sprints.
Yeah, continuously, risk assessment sounds great in theory, but traditional methods use proven risk management frameworks developed over decades. We conduct through risk assessment upfront, creating comprehensive migration strategies and maintain detailed risk registers. This systematic approach has successfully delivered countless major projects such as large-scale infrastructure building.
But by the time the traditional project identifies a risk, they're often too costly to address at the end. However, the Agile philosophy is fail fast and learn fast, which means we identify the problems when they are still small and manageable. Plus, our regular sprints review ensures that the stakeholder alignment is throughout the project.
Yeah, that's fair, but failing fast is not always acceptable. In industries like aerospace and healthcare, failure is not an option. Traditional methods provide a Rigorous like testing validation process, these critical projects requires ensuring the compliance and safety from day one.
Yeah, acceptable. Let's talk about the customer satisfaction. Agile keeps the customer's engagement throughout the development process. They see progress regularly, provide feedback, and get exactly what they need. However, in the traditional project often delivers what is specified a month or years ago, which may be no longer relevant now.
Yeah, like customer involvement is valuable, but it needs to be managed properly. In traditional projects, like we have structured checkpoints and formal like approval process that ensure the customer input is captured and implemented systematically. Like
I disagree with this. So the regular customer feedback prevents a nightmare scenario of spending months of building something only to discover it doesn't meet the actual needs.
yeah, but Sai, what about the projects with customer do not have the technical enterprise like to elevate the process like meaningfully? In complex like engineering projects, like customers need to trust the expert to deliver according to the specifications. Like traditional methods provide a clear deliverables and milestones that like non-technical stakeholders can understand and approve the building long-term trust.
Yeah, that makes sense with your argument. Let us also see in a team dynamics, Agile promotes the self-organizing teams, cross-function collaboration, and shared ownership. This creates more team engagement and motivation to take pride in their work. How does
Yeah.
the traditional one does?
Yes, like self-organizing like teams work well in small homogeneous groups, like but about large and complex projects with multiple departments and external vendors, like traditional methods provide clear heritage like hierarchies where like defined roles and like structured communication channels that ensure everyone needs to their responsibilities and reporting lines.
Yeah, each of it got like pros and cons in this, but let me summarize with Agile strengths. We see why Agile has become the preferred method for developing many softwares and innovative projects because of the quicker deployment time in the market. Requirements can be evolved by sprint and continuous customer feedback. That's one of the key features in Agile.
Yeah, like coming from like traditional strength, you have highlighted the valuable points, but have would added some caution. Like Agile's flexibility can invite scope and creep and inconsistent document. Like fast delivering is helpful only if the quality and the budget control remains intact.
I agree those trends matter. Still, extensive documentation and fixed planning can limit the responsiveness. When market conditions shift mid-project, rigid processes may delay the updates or increase the cost. However, I think we can both agree that the context matters. While I believe the Agile is superior for software development and innovation projects, like in dynamic tech startups, I acknowledge that the traditional methods have their own place in predictability and well-defined projects.
The key is selecting the right methodology for the project content, like all the influences decision. Either the approach is universally supervisor, like Agile shines in the software, while traditional excels in the construction and regular pharma.
That's a great point. Many successful organizations are adapting the hybrid approach, using the traditional methods for planning and governance while incorporating with agile practices for execution and delivery. How do you deal with that? Do you agree with me?
Yeah, I agreed. The future of the project management is not about choosing the sites, like individually combining the best accepts, like both methodologies.
Perfect. So I couldn't agree more or less. This has been a great discussion, and I think we have successfully highlighted that there is no single the best way to manage a project. The right approach always depends upon the specific project needs. Thanks for the debate.
Please, Sai. The most important thing is understanding your project unique requirements and selecting the methodology that best serves your stakeholders.
Have a
Thank
good
you.
day.